It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. It's the first full week of December, and in New York City, Christmas tree sales are in full swing. But WNYC's Catherine Fung reports you might have to look harder for your perfect tree this year and pay a little bit more.
Arthur Katinsky has been selling Christmas trees in Sheepshead Bay for almost two decades. He's got rows and rows of trees lined up in a corner lot on Coney Island Avenue.
So this is a Fraser. You see the blue tint from the bottom? So that's one of the ways you identify a Fraser, besides this 30 branches. I'm going to open it up here, take the smell in there.
But getting them here this year wasn't easy. 2 months ago, his usual supplier said they could only deliver half of his order. Kutinsky went into crisis mode, making a list of farms in North Carolina, Oregon, and Canada where Christmas trees are grown.
I started calling every single farm to see if they have trees available. After 100 no's, got into the car and overnight drove to North Carolina and just kind of started knocking on doors.
Kutinsky managed to get all the trees he needed in time. But other sellers in New York City and across the country are facing similar problems. It's part of a broader Christmas tree shortage. To understand why it's happening, it's important to know Christmas trees can take between 7 and 12 years to grow. And back when farmers were planting the trees that are on sale this year, a big change was happening in the industry.
We didn't plant as many trees because we had an oversupply of trees.
That's Doug Hunley, a spokesperson for the National Christmas Tree Association. He says those cutbacks coincided with the 2008 recession, which devastated tree farmers.
People were buying fewer trees, and they were buying smaller trees. Several growers decided to give it up and quit.
Fast forward to this year, there are fewer trees for harvest and more people who want to buy them because instead of visiting family or traveling, they're staying home during the pandemic. Extreme weather has made that shortage even worse. This past May, a late frost damaged the Christmas tree crop in Quebec. A few months later, a heat wave hit tree farms in the Pacific Northwest. Farmers say they have been planting more Christmas trees since about 2012. In the meantime, Hunley says you'll still be able to buy a tree this year, but if you want a particular size, shop early. You want a small tree to tuck in your corner? Those may be hard to find. If you want a towering tree, that might be tough too.
People that are looking for the 10 to 12 foot tree may have to settle one that's only 8 to 9.
And also, you'll find they're more expensive. Vendors in New York City say they paid farms about 20% extra for trees this year, thanks to the shortage combined with higher pandemic costs for trucking. In Brooklyn, Arthur Katinsky says he had to raise prices for customers, even though he took some losses.
That cost has to be reflected somewhere, and we're not trying to add another 20 to 30% onto the customer's front end, so we're eating some of that.
Still, his customers don't seem deterred. Medina Rachmanova and her daughters come to the lot every winter. This year, they're going home with a 9-foot-tall Fraser fir.
Oh, it's like a celebrating New Year. It's like
cozy.
It changes the mood and the air's better.
They say there's nothing like having a real tree at home for the holidays. Catherine Fung, WNYC News.